This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We've been away so long, I feel like we have to warm back up.
Do we?
Yeah.
I think we're good.
I think we need to try to mind meld.
Just mind
really
meld?
Really quick before we get into it.
So we're doing improv games now to start the podcast. That's how That's how far we've come from the show.
Yeah, we've fallen from grace.
All right, let's do this.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Popcorn.
Grapes and popcorn?
That's close, dude.
No, what?
We're so close.
You think grapes and popcorn are close? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
One, two, three.
Finger
cherries.
Foods.
Well, that's close enough.
Close enough!
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Stick that in your jam and eat it. Let's punch up the jam. We're back, baby.
We're back.
Oh.
Sweet return.
Oh, sweet relief.
The return of the kings, the short ones. That's us. Hi.
Welcome. We're the short kings. Return of the cast.
I'm Miel.
I'm Demi.
And we're just two friends.
We're the fucks. Another
new
reference
band?
To a joke that we cut. That's the name of our new band.
We're their band. We're European, though, so it's okay.
Yeah. We can say it. You can't.
If you're just joining us for the first time ever, what a weird episode you chose to jump in on.
Thank you for picking episode 40.
If you want to know what we do here, let me tell you. We just try to make music better.
Why? Music is bad.
I think it's time finally someone said it.
It's about time that someone just admitted that music is no good.
Music's not good.
It's no bueno.
But you know who knows how to make it good?
You and me.
Two amateur comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in a room 20 feet apart from each other.
Because they're not good at music.
Playing Edward 40 hands.
Are we?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You didn't notice you got two 40s taped together
in
your hands.
Well, it's going to be hard to play the clips. I might play the wrong clip every time.
Oh, yeah. Your laptop's going to definitely get broken this episode.
Let me just try to play one of the clips.
Yep. Ah, still works.
Still works.
He still got it. We're back from break. We're
still
funny.
Got it, baby.
What was the craziest thing you did on the break? Go.
Hmm.
1 second or less.
I got married.
Whoa.
Oh, I didn't get to finish the and divorced.
Wow. That is crazy.
Hey, well. Can't elaborate. You gave me a second. What's yours?
I went to the hospital.
Ooh. Can't elaborate. You also get a second. And also, one of ours was a lie.
You find
Which
us.
One?
So today, we don't have a guest. Why? I don't know.
Because we thought, why not ease you back into how crazy the podcast can get when there's three people in this room, in this sweat box.
But we did choose a spicy song. Very relevant.
It is. I didn't realize it was relevant until you said that.
I did. Let's just say it. We're doing Misery Business.
Misery Business.
By Paramore, a.k.a. Hayley Williams and some other people.
Hayley Williams, et cetera, I call them.
What's your relationship with this song? Do you have one?
I think this is the first Paramore song I definitely ever heard.
Yeah.
But I was not a big Paramore fan, and like I wasn't really big into a lot of pop punk.
Uh-huh.
So when this song came out and it was everywhere, I was just kind of like... It's a fine beat, but I don't really know what they're singing about, and I don't really like it as much as I like other Paramore songs, because they also have that song Crush, Crush, Crush that I think is fantastic.
Same record.
So that got me really into this record, but I never really liked this song.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think this is a solid pop banger.
Yeah.
Just with a vaguely pop punk vocal style and, you know, electric guitars.
Mm-hmm.
But this came too late for me. I was already out of the pop punk movement by the time this came out.
This was
2007.
Ooh,
yeah. So it was a little late for my personal pop punk journey.
Right.
But I've since heard it a million times because it never stopped being popular.
No, it's crazy how persistent this song has been.
It won't die.
Yeah.
It keeps
and we're trying to kill it.
So that's what the point of today's episode is.
Yeah.
We're finally putting it to rest. Actually, great segue, though, because they just announced in September that they are not going to play the song anymore.
Hence why it's relevant, which I understand why, but it also seems like a weird thing to put a song out to pasture so publicly to me.
I feel like bands don't do that. It's like their biggest song.
Yeah.
Although we can hear you eating fruit snacks.
No, you can't.
Let me cool it, gummy fingers.
Okay.
You're going to spill beer all over your gummies.
They're gelatin, not gummy.
Yeah, they said, we'll get into why they're not going to play it when we get into the lyrics. But let's say it was a preface, the quote from Hayley. Misery Business is not a set of lyrics that I relate to as a 26-year-old woman. which, by the way, she's almost 30 now, so this is an old quote.
Ooh.
I haven't related to it in a very long time. Those words were written when I was 17, admittedly from a very narrow-minded perspective. It wasn't really meant to be this big philosophical statement about anything. It was quite literally a page in my diary about a singular moment I experienced as a high schooler. So
about one moment.
Yeah. Hmm. And it's pretty obvious when we get into it. I'll admit, though, I've never understood or paid attention to the words until we started doing this song.
No, I knew, like, some lines of the chorus and then the famous "once or whore, you're nothing more." Because I feel like as a kid, I was like, anytime anyone said a bad word, I was like, that's the line I know.
You just had a dossier of swears and songs?
Yeah. Even, like with Say It Ain't So. Is that the name of the Blink-182 song?
No, that's a Weezer song.
All the small things. Oh, it's the first line of the song. A dummy. Anyway, all that to say, the only reason I remember that song was because the line where they said "work sucks." Because I was like, you can't say "sucks."
Wait, there was a time when you thought "sucks" was a swear word?
I was very young when this song came into my life.
Interesting.
And it's also not even the song we're talking about, so it was an unrelated anecdote.
I'll cut it off.
Oh, you don't have to.
So
welcome back to the pod. This is what we do.
I actually think this one's held up pretty well, but it,
I think so.
It lyrically isn't just the hottest of messes.
Yeah, yes. Have we ever done a song where someone hasn't had to come out and be like, "Look, I was very young when I wrote this."
I think it's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. Because
she could get away with saying this forever and then just be like, you know, I was an idiot. Ha ha. Anyway, here you go. I think for them to be like, we're actually just not going to play this anymore because it's perpetuating, like, woman against woman narratives.
Right.
I think that's super cool.
Although, maybe, if this punch-up goes well, they'll just perform a punch-up.
Well, actually, it's funny. I didn't do a punch-up today. I found an unearthed original version.
Well, great.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
We'll
they
get
should
to that
just
the
play
end
that.
Of the show.
All right. Here's the first clip. This is an old song, I guess.
Is this from the Titanic? Oh. So, just to recap.
Yep.
Recording of the ship going down on the Titanic.
Yes.
And then a girl tells someone to hit a snare.
She sure does. She says.
And then what do they do?
They hit that snare, baby.
This fucking rips.
It really does.
Immediately, I'm like, yes, yes, yes! Whew. That, I mean, again, I did not know this song when it came out. And even as an adult, that gets me so hyped for nostalgia I don't have.
Right?
I can't explain it.
It's
a physical response.
I think it just perfectly encapsulates an era of pop punk.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's just like this sharp guitar and like these very hard drums. You're like, yeah, no, of course I headbang to this.
Yeah, that snare. Can you play that snare again? That's like the loudest snare I've ever heard.
Like the beginning snare? Or
yeah,
just the
beginning snare.
The snare itself is just...
That snare sounds like a machine gun.
It does. One fun thing about the stems for this song, each instrument, each individual part of the drum is like on its own track, left
wow.
and right. So I have just the of the snare, and I was listening to it like, this is insane.
Just so you know, at home, Dummy just slapped his own leg to make that noise.
Just so you're not confused and think, oh, they have a snare drum in the studio with
nope,
them.
Nope, it was Demi's super tight thunder thigh. Wow, that was a really resounding thigh.
It hurts.
Yeah, I will say right at the top, the production on this song is extremely tight.
Yes.
Extremely tight.
And it only gets tighter when they like start fucking with the instrumentation.
Oh, brother, I'm so excited.
So the hit that snare thing is not in the stems. I think the stems are the version that the band gave to them for Rock Band or whatever.
Oh.
In the beginning, that little like old-timey part is labeled Mexico.
Huh.
Yeah.
Not sure I hear Mexico.
I don't hear Mexico at all. Let me play it again. I could maybe hear this as like a sort of old Spanish guitar kind of thing, but like it sounds like horns.
Oh. Yeah, wait, that is horns, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again, we're really qualified to do this podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. 17 minutes in.
I don't know what that is at the top, but I do think it's very funny that they've clearly done a lot of work to make it sound really old.
Yeah.
But then they have this very on the top static noise
mm-hmm.
that's like so crisp and clean that I can tell it was put on it.
Yeah. It's very much like they're playing an old vinyl record and then just being like, this ain't your grandma's song. Hit the snare! Pow!
No, I think when he hit that snare, it like inverted itself, like exploded out the bottom like an Acme bomb.
Yeah, they just have like 10 of them lined up and each one of them just explodes.
Unfortunately, it's very expensive to hit that snare.
It's expensive to make good music. They know that. I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top. Got a body like an hourglass. It's ticking like a clock. It's a matter of
time before we all run out. When I thought he was mine, she caught him by the mouth. Oh, wow. There's so much here.
Yes.
Okay, where to begin?
We're in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck that means.
That's another thing. As long as I've known this song, I've known it's called Misery Business. Don't know what the fuck that means.
Right, and also, I'm in the business of misery. Okay, so you...
Is that like, I'm an asshole?
Are you like Ebenezer Scrooge?
Yes.
Like you profit off of people's misery?
Yeah.
Or maybe this is like a future scenario and you're going to like describe some like dystopian future to me in which you've made monetized misery.
Yeah.
And then let's take it from the top. So I'm like, okay, great. Now she's going to go back and tell me how she became a part of this business.
She says she's got a body like an hourglass. It's ticking like a clock.
Okay. So now we're talking about a third person. That's fine. She's got a body like an hourglass. I get it. She's got big old titties, big old hips. Girl, can I relate? Have you seen this figure? Figure eight. I get it.
Yeah.
But then... It's ticking like a clock. His hourglasses are sand, as I recall.
I think it's supposed to be like, she's got a body like an hourglass, but it's ticking like a clock. Does that mean it's like, I don't know what that means.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
So she's got a body like an hourglass, so she's got a slim figure,
yeah.
But it's
no,
going.
No, curvy figure.
Well, I meant, okay, when I say slim, I meant it's.
Slim thick.
Yeah, slim thick.
Okay.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's ticking like a clock. Maybe it's like, but. Time will
she swallowed
not be
a clock
good. Right,
and you can audibly hear it ticking like the crocodile or alligator in Peter Pan.
Maybe it's like a John Q scenario where it's like she's hot but she's got a bomb strapped to her chest because her child is sick and she needs money from the bank.
Uh-huh.
And that's why it's ticking like a clock.
Yeah, we've all seen John Q for sure.
Look, I haven't seen John Q, but I know what it's about.
Oh, yeah. So that's the only... Okay, so now she's in the misery business, and part of her business is that she found a beautiful woman and strapped a bomb to her.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't say...
It's part of the business.
It's not ticking like a bomb. It's not that cheer, tick, 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 boom, dynamite. It's not that.
Yeah, that's a different song.
Instead, it's ticking like a clock, so it's a countdown. Okay, countdown. Where are we going with this? It's a matter of time.
It's a matter of time.
Ha ha, ha ha. It's a Mad Hatter scenario. She's talking about time and clocks. Teacups. There's a white
rabbit.
It's
just word association.
What else can we do with
these
words?
I mean, the song is just word association. Hourglass, but it's ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we all run out.
I read somewhere, and I don't know if it's true, that this was originally, she said it was from her diary. I heard it was actually her live journal.
Mm.
And knowing that now, I'm like, oh, these are exactly the kind of posts that were on Live Journal.
1,000% believe it's from Live Journal because in my head, Paramore and Live Journal are just intrinsically, you know, connected. And I can't explain why, but I'm just like, no, when I think Live Journal, the band I think of is Paramore.
That's so funny. Why?
I don't know. I think it's just the time that Live Journal existed to me.
Weird. I was long done with Live Journal by 2007. Live Journal to me is like 2003, 2005.
I feel like she had a public Live Journal or like a Live Journal that people knew about.
She might have been famous from Live Journal.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like MySpace famous, but Live Journal famous.
Mm.
I mean, I get it because it's the kind of poetry where it sounds really deep.
Sure.
But if you tried to explain it, the wheels would fall off pretty quickly.
Right.
Yeah. But on paper, you're like, wow, snaps.
It's like, damn, that rhymes. And time is sort of a constant theme.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's like the poetry that the high school jock writes in the creative writing class, and everyone thinks he's so deep after that.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, wow, he's like really good at spiral, but also with words.
Wow. It's like he...
I think I'm going to suck his dick at the party tonight.
You should do it, Jessica.
I think, honestly,
suck that
I'm
smart
gonna.
Dick.
I might even suck his balls.
Jessica, don't.
I'm sorry, I might.
Jessica, don't.
It feels like eggs.
Jessica, that's why I don't want you to do it. I'm your friend, Jessica. I want the best for you.
I think you're in love with me.
Don't suck his balls.
You can suck his dick, but you can't suck his balls. Please, Jessica, think of how it's going to make me
Jessica,
feel.
Jessica, suck my balls first.
Are you a guy?
No!
Are you a girl?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm still figuring that out.
Your voice is changing.
I'm the Snuffleupagus.
You're an Animorph.
Yeah.
Okay. We're a little rusty, folks. Give us a second.
Okay, yeah, let's do another take of this jock
this
Jessica scenario. So you start with the whole I'm gonna suck his dick thing.
He's so deep, I think I'm gonna suck his dick.
And I'm the art teacher and I think we should do it.
You're the teacher. That's so much dick in high school. Why? It's gross.
Okay,
don't
Jessica,
suck dick.
Now you're telling me, the art teacher, what to do? Get out of my class.
You're a teacher. You can suck dicks.
Don't.
How
I don't,
did we get here?
I
so
don't
want to
suck any dicks. I'm a teacher. That's why I got into this biz, to not suck any dicks. Let's move on.
Right, because we all know you take a vow of celibacy when you become a teacher.
Yeah. Actually, we have to move on to the next line, which is just going to throw us back into it.
Okay.
When I thought he was mine, she caught him by the mouth.
That could go so many ways.
Yeah.
Okay, so in this scenario, okay, listen, I know this is so literal and gross, and listen, what'd you expect from me? I'm a gross little weasel of a woman.
Yeah,
I can't
Miel's
help
a
it.
Pervert. You know what you checked in for.
So welcome back, folks. You ready for this? I'm about to say it. Did he just have, like, a rogue erection? And she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rogue erection?
Caught it like horseshoes.
What a frick. Oh.
Caught him by the mouth?
Like, you think it's like a Billy Mouth like bass? He stuck his dick in a pond and she was like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What does it mean?
I think it's just like...
His mouth caught her mouth.
Yeah, I think it's just already. Like she kissed him.
Okay, so already we're off to a horrible start. Because clearly two people have to be involved in a consensual kiss.
Yes.
Otherwise, she assaulted him, and you're mad at her, which would be fair. Or they just shared a consensual kiss, and you're mad at her instead of this guy that clearly led you on. I mean, the problems are already starting to surface, and we're not even three lines in.
Sure.
The second I start to understand what the song is about, we got some issues.
Right.
I get why they don't want to play it anymore. And we haven't even gotten to the worst part.
This is the introduction.
She caught him by the mouth.
It's a matter of time before we all run out. Is that just like we're all gonna die?
Uh-huh. I think it's a quick throwaway to like, just so you know, folks, we are mortal.
So that does make me think the ticking like a clock is like, her body's good now, but it's not gonna be.
For sure.
So it's weird to be like, I'm in the business of misery. Let me tell you a story. Mm-hmm. So there's this hot girl, but she's not gonna be hot forever. By the way, we're all gonna die. Anyway, this hot girl, I liked a guy and she kissed him.
You're getting it.
And that's where we are in the intro.
You are correct. However, I would like to just throw it out there again. This fishing situation.
Yes. You think he...
Doesn't feel totally wrong to me.
Just boop, dropping holes in the pond. Boop, mm-hmm. dropping holes in the pond. Yeah. And she caught the bait.
She is an aquatic creature, shape of water.
Hmm. Ooh, gender swapped shape of water. Progressive.
Thanks, you know I'm doing my part.
They should play this more and just preface it by saying, by the way, this is The Shape of Water. Here we go! Okay, before we move on, we do have to talk about this musically because...
There was like what? Like maracas? What
yes,
were those?
Yes, that's what I keep referring to as the crabs in the background.
Okay, wait, I'm getting this word wrong. A maraca is a shaker. What are the things called? The clamshells?
I don't know.
I gotta know this word.
I can look it up.
Castanets.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, because it's in the...
So maybe they are leaning into this, like, Mexico thing. Maybe that stem isn't wrong.
Maybe.
Can
Although,
you play that again? I want to hear it. Ka-ka-ka.
Oh, I have it isolated. One second.
I also would love to point out, musically, the doubling that's just talking.
Yeah.
Caught him by the mouth!
It's great. She's a hype man.
I feel like... She was like, my voice is very poppy, but I want to do punk music. So if I add some like talking on top of it, I can hide how good my voice actually is.
Right. And I mean, I've said this before and I was very off base then, but I'm right now. Sounds like Taylor Swift.
I don't hear it at
all. I'll play it later and you'll be like, yes, Demi, you're correct.
Okay.
Anyway, here are the Castanets.
She's got a body like an hourglass, is ticking like a clock.
Was that it?
Yeah. It comes back again like... In the next thing, what, the caught him by the mouth thing?
Is it a reference to the lyric she just said?
The thing is, I thought it was, but then when it comes back for the caught him by the mouth, I'm like, oh, no, it's just a sound they liked.
Was there a producer who at some point was like, okay, guys, we're going to do a pop-punk track, but to make it stand out, we're going to go for, like, a vaguely Mexican-inspired production here. And then slowly throughout the steps of the song, he kind of just got overshadowed. And so there's just, like, little remnants and whispers of his style.
He's holding on to one thing. He's like, they will not take this from me.
And the stems will be called Mexico.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe this is Mexican.
He's been listening to a lot of Under the Sea, and he's like, I'm keeping that damn clam sound in there.
I'm not familiar enough with, like, the musical stylings to speak to it. I don't really know
Under
anything.
The Sea?
Well, I feel like Under the Sea isn't Mexican.
No.
But I don't totally know what Mexican is other than, like, classical guitars and, like, mariachi band
I
music.
Think the only thing about this that is Mexican is the fact that it's labeled Mexico. I don't even think that castanets are necessarily a Mexican instrument.
I don't know enough to speak about it. I don't even know why I'm talking.
I don't know
I'm just gonna
either.
Get in trouble. I'm just a little dum-dum with a big old mouth. Ew, that sounded sexual. I hate myself for saying that.
I'm going to clip that out, and that's my new ringtone. Every time you text me, she's going to be, I'm just a dum-dum with a big old mouth. By the way, castanets are used in Kalo, Moorish, Ottoman, Ancient Roman, Italian, Spanish, Sephardic, Swiss, and Portuguese music.
I didn't know half the words you just said.
No, yeah, yet. I was reading that off Wikipedia. Let's move on. I waited a long while. She finally set him free. I told him I couldn't lie. He was the only one for me. 2 weeks and we caught on fire. She's getting out for me, but I wear the biggest smile. I love the guitar on this part.
Stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the way they do like a call and response with the music here and her voice is so cool.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to remedy like critiquing this right now because every time it plays, I'm just like, yeah.
Right?
It's a trick. And then I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to be thinking of things to say right now and not just grooving.
That's how they get you.
But lyrically, then it's a totally different story. The lyrics of this song make me angry, and not even for the sexism stuff.
Right.
Just because they're so nonsensical.
They are very nonsensical and it just feels like the kind of thing that you have to put yourself specifically in a type of person's head to even be like, yes, this is correct.
Yeah, like I liked it better before I understood any of the words.
Right, which is
because, to be fair, they sound so good.
Yes, they do.
Like the line lengths, the rhyme schemes, the vowel sounds. Yeah. No, they're so fun to say. And every now and again, she'll say a word in this like super affected, like the biggest smile. And you're like, oh, are you going to kick me?
Yeah. It's like, what I do? I don't know. Kick me.
Just kick me for once. Yeah. What did you to get you to kick me?
I'm a dummy with a big old mouth. Kick me. Kick me.
Stop reading my diary. I thought I had my life journal private. So what did she say?
She said, I waited 8 long months. She finally set him free.
Okay, so they dated for 8 months and then they broke up and now you get to get him back.
Yeah, I told him I couldn't lie. He was the only one for me.
So Haley went for it. She shot her shot.
Also, the set him free sort of gels with your theory of fishing here.
She did go fishing and catch him.
Yeah.
And she did not eat him. She kept him live. Mm-hmm. Just want to see what happened.
She caught him by the mouth.
Yeah.
Not the other way.
With a hook.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, sorry.
He's a fish.
The way I was saying it before is that she was the big mouth Billy Bass.
No, we've evolved since then.
Right.
This bit's gotten legs, but not really because it's a fish metaphor.
It's an anamorph. It's got legs now. I don't think that makes full sense. Anyway.
Guys, don't look into it.
Yeah,
we're
hey.
Like a live journal poem.
Hey, don't fact check us, even on the things that we just said from before. I told him I couldn't lie. He was the only one for me. 2 weeks and we had caught on fire.
He gave her a UTI.
2 weeks and we spontaneously combusted.
Yeah, I've seen Spinal Tap. I know that can happen.
Yeah, she's got it out for me, but I wear the biggest smile.
Yeah, that feels a little vindictive.
Oh, yeah.
Which really is going to clash hard with the next line, which we haven't gotten to yet. Yeah, the language.
It's antithetical to the chorus.
I don't want to harp on the obvious. Obviously, the language is indicating that she somehow held him captive when he was in a relationship with
her.
And for what all I know, maybe it was a toxic relationship. I don't know.
But we don't know. It wasn't also like a consensual fetish thing. Like a
he wanted to be like a submissive or something.
Yes. Like, yeah. Mrs. Gray, we'll see you now.
I think she's trying to say that she was just like a super hot girl, like utilizing her sexuality to like use paintball and get what she wanted.
Yeah, that seems to be the only thing we know about her.
Yeah, which, I mean, why don't you tell me how toxic of a person she was and not like how big her tits and hips were, but you know.
What if we're not looking at it literally enough and she is just an hourglass that this man, she's like, I'm going to fuck that hourglass.
And now she's like, I fucking hate all hourglasses.
Yes.
I will never play a board game again in my life.
They play Taboo. She's like, no, I have my own timer. We will use my phone.
She's like, we're not playing Scrabble. We're playing Scattergories. That's a deep cut game thing. Just in case you didn't know, Scattergories has a digital timer.
Look it up, fools.
Scrabble uses an hourglass.
Scrabble has a timer at all?
Yeah, you have a certain amount of time to take your turn.
Hmm. My dad would be very disappointed in me for saying, my dad's a big fan of Scrabble.
Scrabble's great. I love Scrabble. Big time into Scrabble.
Yeah.
Why don't we ever play Scrabble?
Because I'm not good at words.
Oh, that's true.
We had a talk. We talked yesterday about how we've both been saying a word wrong, and I've definitely said
it
confidently.
Oh, should we say what it is? Let people go find how many times we've said it wrong?
Maybe. Yeah, you tell us if you...
Here's the spelling of the word.
No, wait. I am curious to see, like, if we're just like, we've been saying a word wrong, and I'm almost sure that I've said it on the podcast before.
We've probably both said it, and we both individually said it wrong, and we said it differently.
Yes.
And neither of us caught the other one saying it.
So you tell us what word you think it is.
You want someone to find it?
either find it or I just want people to start tweeting words at us just like, yeah, you said this wrong and I caught it. And we'll be like, oh.
Okay, for this one time and one time only, fact check us. Find the word that we've been saying both wrong, differently wrong.
Find the word and win the prize.
What's the prize? We'll do something.
My
if you can find
entire
it.
Candy factory is yours. Let me do that again.
My candy factory.
My entire candy factory is yours.
That was better with feeling.
Yes.
Yes, by candy factory, he means the loose fruit snack he has had in his pocket for years.
Three whole pieces left.
If you can find it, the first person to find it, we will do something special for you. I actually will follow up on this.
Yeah, we will.
Because that means you've known, and you've just been so polite you haven't said anything.
And thank you.
And
that's the right thing to do.
We've said continually, don't fact check us. You didn't fact check us.
Right.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Where were we? Oh, we just
finished
the course.
Biggest smile.
Biggest smile.
Do you have the stems there for the talking background vocal?
Yes.
I would love to hear what that sounds like without the singing.
Sure thing.
But I wore the biggest smile.
Oh,
doesn't
that's
that sound
so scary?
Like Taylor Swift.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely
my
does.
My ex-man brought his new girlfriend and
she's
like,
oh
my
God. Absolutely, it sounds like her, but moreover, it sounds like something I would hear in a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Listen to that one more time. It's so creepy.
But I wore the biggest smile.
I don't use this word often. I truly hate that.
Mm.
I cannot like that any less than I do. I hate that they're not doing the same thing. It does add a certain je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi?
Yeah, you don't know her?
No.
Oh, yeah, no.
Why is she saying quoi?
Oh, she's the LaCroix family fortune.
Damn it, Jenny. I think the thing I do like about the song is that the talking is quiet enough that in a casual listen, it is you can dismiss it as just like, weird. And you're not hearing the way we just heard it.
In fact, when I found this original track I'm going to debut at the end of this.
Right.
I was surprised that there is singing in there at all. I'd only ever heard the talking there because I thought that's what the singing was doing. But there actually is a melody moving around underneath the talking. It's just so well mixed. They almost sound like one voice.
Yeah.
It's very cool production. I don't know that I like it.
No, it's nightmarish.
Isolated. It's very spooky.
It's like a weird live action Cheshire Cat is talking.
But I wore the biggest smile.
I also feel like it's trying really hard to be like, I am going to kick you. And I don't believe that she is going to kick me.
You're not going to kick me, Haley.
She's going to like threaten to kick me. But when it comes down to it, she won't kick me.
If you were going
to
kick me, you would have done it minutes ago.
She's going to kick the ground next to me.
Yeah.
And then it's going to hurt her foot and she's going to leave crying.
Sure.
I know this girl. I went to high school with this girl.
Miel, were you this girl?
I might have been this girl. I might have tried kicking a snowball once and it turned out it was a rock and it might have bruised my toe and my toenail might have fallen off. Maybe. Maybe that happened.
Wow. Brag much?
Oh, shit. God.
Those damn crab claws are back.
Where to begin?
The
buildup?
The buildup? Yes.
Oh my God. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I get really into things and then I find out it's like a white thing. Is this a white song? Is this a white people get turned to this song?
Honestly, no. There was a
this someone spans across race.
It genuinely does. Like Paramore, like there was a meme that went around Twitter. You know the whole like the fucking commando arm grab that's like one side and then the other side and like what they come together on.
Yeah, yeah. Venn diagram.
Exactly. Yeah, it's essentially just a Venn diagram in meme form. There was one that was like goth kids and black kids and in the middle it was Paramore.
Oh my God, what a relief.
Yeah.
Okay.
Black guys love Paramore.
So we can both relate to how amazing that fucking buildup is.
Yes. It rules the way it's like just four bars and it still has like pieces, like a flamenco guitar comes in the middle. It's got that little...
And then everything drops out for a second. And then...
Pow!
Here we are!
It kicks ass.
And then that vocal, I mean, maybe I'm just a bad singer, but that's hard.
No, it is very hard.
That's so hard.
I isolated that because it is three different parts. Here's the harmony.
Whoa, whatever meant to break.
I'm only hearing two harmonies there. I mean, one harmony in the melody.
Well, here's one part of it.
Whoa, I never meant to brag.
Whoa, I never meant to brag.
Wait, they're doing the same thing.
They are. Oh, yeah, they are doing
so that's just a two-part harmony. She did it.
Whoa, I never meant to brag.
Yeah. So it's just the male, female, and vocalist are singing the same thing.
Yes.
But still, it's a really cool harmony. I'm more struck by how... Strucken?
Struck.
Struck.
Stroke.
I'm stroked by how...
Well, we spoiled it. That was the word we've been saying wrong.
I was smoted by that harmony does such a cool thing with the last two notes of that. Do you hear how cool that is?
Like the way
you would
it
expect it to be like, whoa, I never meant to brag. But instead, it jumps up. Whoa, I never meant to brag.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a really cool arrangement.
I like it.
I really like it. You can't totally tell it's in there until you isolate it.
Whoa, I never meant to brag.
See how the harmony jumps above the melody there for a second? Isn't that
good.
Cool? It just packs a punch that you can't totally identify until you pick it apart.
Right.
I love that. And then also, I thought she was saying break for the longest time.
Oh, I never meant to break?
Yeah. And I didn't understand what that meant. Well, I also didn't know the words. But she's saying brag.
Yeah.
Brag. When the previous line was, I wear the biggest smile. I feel like you are bragging, Haley.
Which is why she's like, okay, let me backtrack a little bit. I didn't mean to do that.
I'm not trying to brag, but I got what I want now. No, so, I got him. I've gotten him. What is this line? I don't know what
you're
saying.
But I've gotten what I wanted now? I thought it was, but I got him where I want him now.
I thought that too. For the longest time.
I think it's both. Because I think it's... But I've gotten what I wanted now here, and then after God, does it feel so good? It's because I got him where I want him right now.
Oh.
Weird.
They sound the same.
They sound so similar.
They sound the same.
Whoa, I never meant to brag, but I got him where I want him now.
Wait, no, that's definitely, but I got him where I want him now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Why do lyrics on lines say gotten what I wanted?
I don't know. It's a good thing we're here to finally tell people what they should be doing.
Whoa, it was never my intention to brag.
Isn't it so cool?
That almost, it almost sounds off, but it, like, it's not.
It's an unusual interval.
Yeah.
Brag.
Yeah, it's kind of
it's
creepy.
The opposite of what that first, yeah.
It's kind of, it's really cool. It's really, really cool. These little chocolate chips in this song I didn't catch until I picked it apart for science and not for the punch up.
So right.
I didn't do the punch up.
Yeah, lazy ass.
To steal it all away from you now.
To steal it. To steal it.
Why did that voice just take over pop punk?
I blame Tom DeLonge. I think he set a dangerous precedent.
I think he did.
To steal it all away from you now. But she makes it sound so effortless.
She does.
She's singing a hard thing. And she sounds like it doesn't, I mean, the next line's even harder. Dude, this is where you like the stabby guitars?
Mm-hmm.
Bam, 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 bam. It gets so...
And when the drum jumps in, like, I think that's one of my favorite rhythms. Just like that... Is it staccato, I guess?
This is staccato, yeah.
Yeah, just like that sort of, like, on the beat sort of... It just feels like you can't not dance or, like, you're like, I am with the drum right now.
They're emphasizing that quarter. One, two, three, four. It always makes you want to bob your head.
Every single time. This could have been like Nazi propaganda. I'd still be like, yeah, yeah, yes, yes,
it's
yes.
So bad that this is bangs so hard. That's unfortunate.
Right. Here's the thing. If you're going to make a song that won't hold up to time, at least make it bang like forever.
That's the reason why I think people are so upset they're not going to play it anymore. Because it's like, yeah, no, we all know these words suck, but the song is so good.
They should just change the words.
We'll,
or just do that
or
thing.
Go back to the original version, which we will debut at the end
right.
of this.
Right, yeah. Haley, just let us send you the original version. You can learn it again.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys lost that file. I found it.
She found it.
I found it.
It was just on our desktop.
She had to look around a little bit.
So is she saying that now that I've gotten what I wanted, I'll brag. I got the biggest smile.
My interpretation, it's probably wrong, is that she's saying, listen, it was never my intention to brag by writing this song.
Mm.
But, well, I'm writing it. Let me tell you. God, does it feel so good.
Oh, because I got what I wanted right now.
Yeah, which even in that phrasing, I'm like, that feels like part of why you feel good is because you won.
Mm-hmm.
And not because you just like love this man.
Yeah, she's the the stepmother who like turns to the kid and's like, I won. And she flashes the like diamond ring.
Another like anti-woman narrative that was so popular in the, I mean, let's be real, all of time.
It's okay, we fixed it. We're good about women now.
Now we treat women well.
We're good.
Thank God.
Yeah.
How long did it take?
What time is it? 8:11. Okay, it took up until 8:11 p.m. today.
We did it, folks.
You're
end
welcome.
A podcast.
It was never our intention to brag, but God, does it feel so good to respect women?
But God, does it feel so good? It's so high.
Yeah.
And she just throws it away like she took out the laundry. Not a big
17.
Deal.
17.
Also, you don't take out laundry. I don't know what I just said.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
you take out the laundry? No.
You can take it out if your laundromat's outside your house.
Oh, no, we just spoiled a thing we've been saying wrong.
We're just finding more things that we don't say right. Okay, so we don't know English. Let's just own up to it.
English is my second language.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. What's your first language?
Love.
Fuck you.
Set you up and
I
you
hate
take
you
it, baby.
So goddamn much.
Donna just turns
Wow, you got me where you want me. And if you could, then you know that you would, because God, it just feels so good.
What does it mean? Like, is she talking directly to the girl here, or is she talking to the audience, being like, you would get the guy too? If
I think
you
she's talking to the
feels.
Audience. It's almost like she's like, look, I know I'm not supposed to feel good about this, but it feels really good. I know I'm not supposed to feel good. It feels really good. You would do this too.
I get it. Like, you know, itching a bug bite. Shouldn't do it. But God, does it feel so good?
Yeah, because you got it where you're on it right now.
Yeah, your finger on the bug bite.
Mm-hmm.
I sing this to my bug bites.
Does it help?
No, but God, does it feel so good?
I don't know why I have full part two harmony clipped out, so let me hear this.
But God, does it feel so good? Cause I got him where I want him now. And if you could, then you know you would. Cause God, it just feels so.
That's really cool, too.
It just feels so good.
That's so? That was an unusual harmony there, too.
So good.
And I love how the harmony before it is almost just monotone.
Yeah.
And if you could, then you know you would.
It sounds
stays
like
the same the whole time.
Like a...
till the end.
Not a gospel choir, but like a
mm-hmm.
like a full choir.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Yeah. No, that is... I don't feel like I hear harmonies like that are so poppy and positive sounding in this type of music.
Yeah.
That really sets it apart in terms of the genre, I think.
Who's playing the castanets on this song? Do you think it's her, or do you think that when they perform this live, there's just a guy just waiting by, just like, all right, here we go, and... ta-ta!
I mean, if I had to take a realistic guess, probably mm-hmm. the person playing the drums.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's shredding those drums. He doesn't have an extra hand.
Right.
He's hitting those tom kick fills. Those sound great.
He...
That's what it sounds like.
For some reason, I was like, that's three names when you said tom kick fill. And I was like, nah, kick is not a name.
You haven't met my son Kick?
I have, but I don't count that as a name because it's his nickname.
Right. Kickathy.
Kickathy, yes. Tom Kickathy and Phil. next clip.
I think we're ready to hit that second verse.
Second chances, they don't ever matter. People never change. What's a whore? You're nothing more. I'm sorry, that'll never change. And about forgiveness, we're both supposed to have exchange. Sorry, honey, but I passed it up. Now look this way.
Okay, I know there's a lot to say here, but before it gets lost in the shuffle, can we listen to the talking vocal isolated on the that'll never change
oh,
line?
Oh, you know I clipped that out.
And that'll never change.
My ex-man brought his new girlfriend and she's like, oh my God, that'll never change.
That'll never change. It's the most smug I've ever heard talking.
Yes, it really is. Wow, how did she do it?
It's like a vocal performance of a lifetime that doesn't involve singing.
I also will say, before we get into like this verse,
right.
The rhyme scheme, love it.
The internal rhyme?
Just the, like, the never change, never change, supposed to have exchange. I was like, ooh, pretty good.
But then, if we want to, are we ready? We're ready to tackle it?
Yeah, let's talk about the problem here. Second chances do matter.
Second chances do matter!
Why would you...
That's what I've been saying this whole time!
Why would you not... Yeah,
what,
that's
you,
fucked up.
You don't believe in people getting out of prison, being allowed to... retain
it's
normal
so
lives?
Fucked up that of course she's in the business of misery. She runs the fucking prison
private
system.
Private prisons. We figured it out.
Yeah. So next verse.
They'll never change.
Okay, once a whore.
You're nothing more.
You're nothing more. Never more. Never more.
Paramore.
The Raven.
Rapping at my chamber door.
That's what I should have said. I lost a riff.
It's fine.
I can't believe I did this. You win another riff off once again.
Hey, once a riffer, nothing differs.
That'll never change.
Once a whore, you're nothing more.
It's such a depressing verse in
that
like every
just,
different line.
Listen, I'm not going to state the obvious. We know why it's a problem. But my question is, she was a whore. Did she cheat on the guy?
Yeah,
what
there's
the
a lot of...
What does the whore thing have to do with it?
I think it's just being used in the sense that of like anyone who is
wants your man's.
Yeah, or it's just like any woman who has the potential to take your man is a whore.
Jesus.
Right?
I think whore, just, I mean, the sound alone, such a funny word.
It's
whore.
What I will say is, it is a word that I was always just like, well, that's just not, I mean, I will never feel comfortable hearing that. And then, Always Sunny, the way Danny DeVito says, whore, I'm like, it's funny.
Whore.
Whores.
It's a funny fucking word when said from a girl to another girl with love.
Sure.
Otherwise, keep that fucking word out of your fucking mouth.
Right.
If you're saying it to disparage, I actually don't know if you pronounce that word that way. Disparage or disparage? Second guessing it.
Disparage? Disparage. No, it's disparage.
Disparage?
Yeah.
Disparage?
Yes, disparage.
Disparage or disparage?
Disparage.
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 Hacksaw Ridge. Disparage other women, which I honestly have heard a lot.
The word disparage? No, you haven't.
Clearly. I have heard women use the word whore to put down other women.
It also, I don't know if it's just the time of where we are now, but something about saying the word whore, I'm just like, what year is it? That's such like an old, like, dude. If someone said slut, I'd be like, no, that's bad, but it at least sounds modern. But the word whore, I'm just like, that just sounds so ancient.
I think that's why it still feels like it has weight.
Right.
Because, like, it's not used really colloquially.
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 So there are now 10 words.
How many can we get?
We're thinking of one specifically. We still haven't said it.
I was homeschooled. I did not go to college. Have I made that clear?
Meow.
I'm just a little dummy.
Meow. Homeschooled.
It's where you stay at home and do chewing tobacco all day. Okay, once a whore, nothing more. I'm sorry, that'll never change. Okay, but I will be honest, personally, I'm less bothered by that line because it was 2007 and it was so cool to, like, pit women against women.
And also, you were going to say, then you are by...
I'm so much more bothered by the next part. And as for the forgiveness, we're both supposed to have exchanged. I'm sorry, honey, I passed out. Now look this way.
I don't understand what that even
means. What is that? I'm so upset.
The worst part about this, I'm realizing now, is the forgiveness we're supposed to both have exchanged. So you guys solved this and you're still like, no, fuck you, I'm writing this song.
Again, my probably incorrect interpretation is that there is supposed to be a passing of the torch between women when there's a breakup.
Sure.
I don't know if the same thing exists with men. You tell me. When, like, a new dude starts dating your ex-girlfriend, that you just, like, there's an expectation that you're supposed to be cool with it. That you're, like, civil and you're an adult and you're gonna, like, let it go and you're not gonna be mad at him.
I mean, think so, but I also think it's the kind of thing where it's like, what is the scenario in which you even have to worry about that?
You go to a party and she's there and she brings her new boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, be nice.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's just a personal, like, in what scenario, like, you're the asshole if you do that.
Yeah. Right. So don't be that.
Don't be an asshole.
Unless, of course, you know, they cheated on you and left you for them, in which case I could see why that would be hard.
Sure.
But if you parted ways, I'm going to try saying another word I don't really
know. Here we go.
Amicably.
Miel. Oh, my God. Ambien.
Ambiently.
Yes, ambiently.
No, right. You wandered off in an ambient state and never to find each other again.
If you're dreaming and you walk on some clouds.
Well, it's a known thing that if you both take Ambien and disconnect and can't find each other in the night, then it is written in the stars you're not supposed to be together.
If I find you in the night, honey, we're meant to be. But it's just like you kind of either let it go, let it eat you up inside.
Or you can do what I do.
Which is?
And once every 3 months, stalk them on Instagram, make sure they're not doing better than you.
Oh, no, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
duh.
And then if they do better than you, smoke some weed, eat a snack, and
smoke
try to pretend
weed,
you didn't just do
eat
what you
a
did.
Snack.
Also, always do private browser, because you don't want to accidentally like one of them. Just a pro tip.
And clear your history, because one of these days, you're just going to be pressing fucking A, and their name will show up. And it'll show up with all of the, like, you'll
see, now I can tell you're inexperienced in sleuthing because I said private browser and then you followed up with clear history. Private browser doesn't log to your history, bud.
You're correct.
You got to get on this incognito window.
Yeah, I do got to get on the incognito.
You're telling me you Google porn on your regular browser?
I don't Google porn. I just remember all of
the
good.
I go to boobs.com.
I go to Google images. I type boobs, comma, good.
only the good ones.
Yeah. And then I turn off safe search.
Every time. And then when I'm finished, I turn it back on. And I Google bab boobs. Because now we got bad boobs.
I Google bad boobs for the come down. It's like, all right, just need to ease back into non-horny.
It's like where you walk on the treadmill for 2 minutes after running a mile. Yeah.
All right, just gonna do some stretches, get my bones back to normal.
Here's a hot take. All boobs, good.
Ooh.
Then that's the tea.
Ooh. Hmm. Well, Miel, you certainly have convinced me of this. I agree.
I think we need to get back to the important thing here, and that is, what the fuck does... I'm sorry, honey, I passed out, now look this way.
don't know.
Is she trying to say that there was, like, a meeting? Like, in this forgiveness, they were supposed to exchange that there was, like, a seance ritual at, like, midnight at the cemetery, and she was like, I didn't make it. Why? Honey, I passed out. Now, look the other way so I can run out of sight. You can't follow me home.
They were like, we're gonna meet somewhere and just, like, hash this out and apologize. And she's like... Oh, sorry, bitch. I fell asleep. Now look at me.
Now look. Is it this way, like, to be, like, at me, or the other way while I run home?
I think it would be look that way if it was the other way.
Yeah, so this way is always at you, right?
Yeah.
This means towards.
Or, like, where I'm going or where I'm directing. Yeah. It's just such a weird look this way. Or is it, like, look this way, like a certain face? Like, now look
this way. Me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, sorry, bitch, I passed out. Do this face.
Do it.
That's
do
you.
It.
Do this it. Face.
The funniest part to me, other than the words there, is how they say it in such a way, both with the melody and the double talking part,
yeah,
of trying to make it sound so badass.
Yeah.
Now look this way. But, like, what are you saying? Can you play me the talking part on that?
Yes.
I'm sorry, honey, but I passed it up. Now look this way.
Well, again, that's so creepy. Now look this way.
Now look this way.
Oh, what is she whispering?
Kind of.
Now look this way.
Here.
I feel like I'm getting an anal probe or something. Now cough.
Now look this way.
It's a facial expression for sure.
Yeah. All right, now turn your head and just frown at me.
Also, I passed out.
Nah, that'll never change.
I'm sorry, honey. Now look this way.
Okay, I can hear a clipping at the top of that, which tells me that they had her do that talking over the entire lyric.
And then just cut it down. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh, to emphasize.
Which really, it feels like, it makes it feel like, again, she's her own hype man, which is great.
It's amazing. Who needs other band members? Just two Haleys.
And it's funny because they do have the other band member come in, but only to repeat what she's already done.
I know. Or possibly he did it, and then they were like, we need more Haley.
Yeah. It's
like, go figure.
Your attitude is a little dickish.
Well, there was, like, a huge drama where the remaining original band members left, like, very unhappily.
Paranomar?
Well, then one of them came back.
Ooh.
I don't know anymore.
So.
And that's the tea. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to make that a thing I say.
Welcome to the tea with your hosts, Demi and Miel.
And that is the tea. I don't know. I couldn't do a slurping sound without water.
And that.
He spit water all over himself. Goodbye.
Is the tea. My computer's all
the
wet.
Show must go on, bitch. There's a million other girls that do it just like you, looking as innocent as possible to get to who they want and what they like. It's easy if you do it right. Well, I refuse, I refuse, I refuse. That's got to be lyrically the most confusing part to me, other than the very beginning.
But also lyrically, the part where you're like, yeah, we're punk. Like,
I refuse.
Absolutely.
To not do something. Thing, and I don't really know what we're talking about.
Well, there's a million other girls who do it just like you.
Utilize their sexuality to win men, okay.
Sure. Looking as innocent as possible to get to who they want and who they like. It's easy if you do it right.
So just, you know, be hot and like, oh, hey, boys.
Ooh, Miel, calm down with that.
Is it too sexy?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Watch where you're pointing that thing.
Oh, my fingers?
No, that voice.
Oh, right. Sorry. The fingers were just a spicy apple.
I'm not looking at your fingers. I'm just looking at that sexy voice.
Oh, boys.
Miel, stop it.
Hey, boys.
I'm kidding.
I'm a baby. I'm innocent. I've never had chocolate before. Coffee? Don't know what that tastes like.
Uh-oh. Something's happening.
I never had even one sip of beer.
What was this character?
She said, like, look as innocent as possible.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Well, I mean, I do, but in the sense of like...
I think it's like, I still have my hymen, but I like to pretend it's about caffeine.
Here's the thing. What's the... Is she a whore? Is she a Madonna? What's the... Which
one
are you picking?
I think Haley's trying to paint a picture, or I should say 17-year-old Haley was trying to paint a picture of a whore.
Whore.
I don't even like saying that word. A hoe.
let's just say a whore.
A real,
Well, let's be PC about this. A real fuck machine.
A real fuckazoid.
Yeah. I love that cartoon.
That pretends to be innocent as a shtick, but also utilizes... Yeah, it's really not checking out.
So she's like, I don't want to suck your dick at the party at all. Yes, I do.
I got big old titties and a tiny little brain. I don't know.
I don't know what voice this is, but I want to hear it do like a like some sort of cartoon.
What's the deal with airplane food?
It sounds like Marcel the Shell to me. That's what
it is.
Oh,
yeah.
But like a sexy Marcel. Well, I refuse, I refuse, I refuse.
Quick bone to pick also. I know it's pedestrian, forgive me. But breaking up a line with a rhyme.
What they want, who they like, it's easy if you do it right?
Yeah, because what she actually says, get to who, what they like. You know, that does drive me absolutely insane.
It drives me insane when... I feel like it works. No, it doesn't work, because when she comes back in, it's like, it does feel like she took a weird space to say one word and then, yeah, I don't like it. You're right.
Yeah. It's like, to me, it's parallel in pet peevery to when people invert the verb noun to make it rhyme at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That also drives me absolutely insane.
I agree.
And that's been pet peeves, and that's the tea.
Wow, look at us. One show back and we already got a new segment. Then it's just the chorus again. So after that, we go into the bridge.
Oh, shoot, man. This bridge is crazy town.
Oh, this bridge is crazy town, but good crazy town.
Yeah, not butterfly crazy town.
Right.
Crazy town where you're like, I feel like this is a good drug. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Mm. Funky town.
Boop, boop, beep, boop.
Let me play the clip. He's gonna just feel so.
Well, the guitar is, like, surfy now.
Yeah.
Ooh, God, she has a good voice.
Yeah.
Again, that's a fucking high note.
It's, yeah. This all feels like the kind of person who it's like, she... made her way through like the church choir and everyone's like, yeah, she's a very good singer, let's make her do real music. Mm-hmm. And then this.
I heard that the label wanted to make her like a pop artist, and she was like, I'm a pop punk artist.
Ooh.
But you can hear why they might want that,
of course,
because that's
got the voice for it.
I want to hear those background vocals, because they're doing some really cool, pretty ethereal stuff that is mixed so low I can't quite tell what they're doing.
Just feel so good.
Wow. Angel.
I watched his wildest dreams come true, and not one of them involving you. Just watch my wildest dreams come true, not one of them involving.
Wow, that was like some choir shit back
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
That was really pretty.
I love how it all drops out for the like very impressive involving at the end.
Yeah, that's like a pickup note in your chest register. That's crazy. That's what I call crazy town, but the good kind.
That's what we call crazy town, but the good kind. And that's... Yeah.
That's my impression of drums. Thanks.
Pretty good. Sounds like a machine gun, but it's still very good.
That's what the drums in the song sound like.
They do.
Just take my word for it.
I just heard it.
I also think this is like a really tight little bridge in the sense that, in my opinion, a great bridge gives you a little respite from the song.
Yeah.
And this did without ever like boring me. It didn't let the ball drop. It just kind of put the ball in a slightly different universe for a second and then popped it right back in.
Sure. Teleported the ball.
It teleported the ball.
Straight into the mouth. Jessica, don't fucking...
I'm gonna suck his balls.
Jessica, don't suck his balls.
I just want to see if they taste bad.
Jessica, they do. All balls taste bad.
They do.
And yeah,
that's the tea. I'm out of water.
Don't, I dip my balls in that tea. I don't know what the fuck we're doing now.
I'm so tired.
I love, because it is just like the two repeating lines, and then it gives you like a bigger bridge that's just like an instrument breakdown.
Yeah.
Which is really fun.
Every pop punk song needs. And also, I made his wildest dreams come true. Is that what she's saying?
I watched his wildest dreams come true. Not one of them involving you.
Well, I should hope not if he's your boyfriend, that his wildest dreams involve his ex-girlfriend. That would be a little odd.
Yes. But also, no way these are his wildest dreams.
Well, I'm assuming it. She said in this quote that it was like a specific moment. I'm guessing this guy like went on to have some success in some field. I mean, it was in high school. He probably got like an A on his quiz and he was super psyched. Or got into Stanford or whatever.
And none of them involved you, lady.
To the point of I am never meant to brag. No, yeah, I don't believe you. I think you do mean to brag.
I feel like she wrote I never meant to brag first and then was like, but, and then the rest of the song.
I'd also love to mention that, I can't believe we skipped over this, the whoa.
What?
Whoa.
What are you talking about?
Whoa, I never meant to brag. Whoa, I never meant to brag.
She's getting defensive, like, whoa, I never meant to brag. But I got him where I want him now. Whoa!
It was never my intention to brag. I think it's so funny when you think about the, like, words people say in songs that are clearly just meant to be, like, musical nods.
Yes.
But then you make them conversational.
Baby, baby. You're just like, baby, baby.
Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Of course, this is Casey and JoJo.
Baby, baby, baby. Oh! Baby, baby, baby. No!
And then back into a shredding solo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it?
Of course I do.
These drums are so loud.
Yeah.
Drums are as loud as the guitar.
This feels like Yellow Card.
This does feel like Yellow Card.
Guitar. It gives you the like mosh break
yeah.
you need in a song like this.
I didn't fall asleep.
Sure.
Wasn't particularly engaged.
I passed out. Now look this way. I passed out. Now I look this way. What's going on in here? That was a very visual bit for Only Miel.
If you guys couldn't tell, he put his hands over his eyes like a tired little baby.
Like a little tyke.
Like a tiny little baby with a big old mouth.
What's going on here?
So, is that your baby voice?
No.
I think that's 1,000 years old.
I don't know what. I was imagining Ebenezer Scrooge, but I was clearly doing Cartman.
No, you maybe were doing Ebenezer Scrooge as played by Mr. Magoo.
Oh, no, say, what's, I don't know.
That's Bill Cosby.
Hey, now, no, it is not.
I think that every song like this needs an instrumental break, though, so
I
get why it had to happen, and it also then sets us up for the next part, which, oh my god.
God, I want to see those fucking hands! Open this pit up!
If I was listening to this in a show, like, I would throw hands.
Absolutely. This is the part of the song where, if I haven't already, I'm trying to climb up on some shoulders and crowd surf the fuck around.
I don't need to admit this, but I might punch a kid.
Oh.
Not on purpose.
Hey.
Not on purpose.
Whoa.
On purpose.
I never meant to punch a kid, but I got him where I want him right now.
And God, did it feel so good.
Yeah. And also, Miel, you're definitely going to punch a kid.
I'm just saying, this is the kind of buildup where you can't be held liable for the things your body does.
Miel, look, I'm punching a kid on that first snare break. Hit the snare.
Pow!
Yeah.
Right in the kisser.
I say pow, the song goes off, everyone's too distracted,
yeah, I remember
I'm running
when
around.
You punched my son kick.
Yeah. It was ironic, okay?
It was all for the bit.
Yeah.
I get it. That's what I get for naming a kid named Kick.
And every time I do it, you laugh.
Or should I say, that's what you get when you name your kid Kick.
Oh my god.
Another Paramore ref. Thanks, Teddy. Punch.
Punch.
Punch up my son Kick. It's my next podcast.
I forgot that was the name of the podcast.
Ayo, bringing it back in.
It's where we bring your son in and tell him why he sucks every week. First of all, your name is Kick. This is episode 38.
Yeah, and you know what song he loves? Kick Push, because mm-hmm. Kick loves to push.
Well, made it this far on the podcast. What, are you going to turn it off now, motherfucker?
You're not going to pull over.
Come on. I dare you to turn it off. Go listen to anything. It takes it all the way up to heaven. It just feels
so good. We both punched the chair.
Absolutely, we did. You gotta punch. If the kid is still down, you gotta punch a chair.
People aren't looking yet. You can get in a couple more.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's a hallmark of a fucking fun bop.
It really
you
is.
Have a physical response.
Yes, absolutely.
As much as we could like dig into this, this song still bangs.
It really
and I'm
does.
So sad that if I ever were to go to a Paramore show, not that I would, if I ever did.
Why wouldn't
I
you?
I would be able to hear it.
I hope that they figure out a way to feel better about the song, or at least do other things about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you have any thoughts on it now that you've listened to it critically?
Still love those castanets. Still going to call them the little crab claws.
Oh, little crab face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aside from that, not really. I didn't realize how much of this song is just like, I get the image they're trying to portray. I don't know what the fuck they're meaning to say.
Yeah, it's like a vague. That's the other thing. Like, that one line, I think, is why people got so up in arms about it. If yeah. they even did. I'm not sure I ever saw anyone being like, this song's canceled. I just saw them being super self-effacing about
sure.
it. But
I think their audience is the kind of people that also probably have been telling them for a while, like, I don't feel great about this. And they've probably been like, yeah, you're right.
Well, I think she stopped saying it for a long time. But I mean, to me, I'm like, Panic at the Disco has their famous song, I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. And they say the bridesmaid is a whore.
They have the music drop out to say whore.
Yeah.
It's always been like a thing where I'm like, all right.
But that's a man calling a woman a whore,
yeah.
which to me is actually the only thing worse than a woman calling another woman a whore.
Only thing?
As far as the word whore goes.
Okay. I was like, genocide.
Had to think about it.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
You know what's worse? Marmalade. Just kidding. Anyway.
Did you cut that out from the opening, though?
I did. It doesn't make sense anymore.
Oh, it was a great joke, guys.
Brendan Urie, I think, now goes, shh, instead
he
of
does.
Saying whore.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I feel like if that line specifically is the thing people have a problem with, you could easily just be going, shh, 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 and then see the second half.
I'm
sorry, that'll never change.
I wish that he started going like, the poor, what is it? The poor groom's bride?
Second chances. Oh, him?
Yeah.
The groom's maid, bridesmaid is, groom's bride is a...
I think it is, yeah, groom's bride. The poor groom's bride is a very bad lady. I chimed in with the...
Exercising her sexual liberties, I chimed in.
Yeah. And this
committing
one...
infidelity, I chimed in.
Committing infidelities.
Yeah, I mean, I think in this one she feasibly could get away... instead of not ever playing it again. But I don't know. I also understand maybe it'd be a good opt-out if you are an artist that's just tired of singing your hit over and over again. I
yes.
mean, because, like, Radiohead doesn't play Creep anymore.
They do. They
occasionally, but for the first time in, like, what, 15 years?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they
it.
Make, like, a meal of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuckers.
I think you have to. You would go insane if you play the same song for the rest of your life. So
yeah.
I do understand it. But I do still really like the song, and I'm not afraid to admit I will continue listening to it.
Well, we also, if you do feel bad about listening to it, you unearthed the old version.
Oh my god, I did. Thank you for reminding
yeah.
me. So, it turns out the original version of this song was actually a plot synopsis for the movie Misery.
Ooh, like a Cliff Notes in song form?
Yeah, you know, the James Caan, Kathy Bates film, of course,
of
that
course.
She won Best Actress for.
Mm-hmm.
So I just found it.
Great.
I actually didn't have to do a punch-up.
That's actually very convenient because I have not seen Misery, so...
Oh, perfect. The
yeah.
only thing you should probably know going into it is that Misery is the name of a character in the book.
Oh.
That, I mean, it's explained, but the protagonist is an author.
I genuinely did not know that.
And he writes books about a character named Misery Chastain.
Misery Chastain?
That's her name.
That's it.
Like,
right.
shitty, like, romance novels, but they're really popular.
Yeah. I knew that. I didn't know that the character's name was Misery. I just assumed it's like, oh, you're called Misery because...
It's confusing.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, clearly it's, like, supposed to be a double meaning.
Right. It's like when they have a show about a doctor named House.
Right.
And they,
and they
the
live
House.
In houses.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah. I mean, just no shade to Haley, who wrote these lyrics, but, you know, it isn't totally clear that Misery is the name of the character in the book.
Well, that's okay. We'll punch up the punch down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, they could just play this version at concerts instead. I think it would work.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You're still a writer.
I've been a writer since I got in the Misery business.
Ooh! I'm gonna...
Business of misery, let's take it from the top. Paul Sheldon goes to Colorado to write and kill her off, but as he drives away, he crashes upside down. He lay there dying, but super fan Annie pulls him out. She takes him to her home, nurses him for weeks, but then she reads his draft, and now she'll never let him leave. She sets his manuscript on fire, she's threatening to burn him alive. Whoa, he's got two broken legs, and she's got him where she wants him.
She made me go.
makes him write another draft for Misery Survives. So Paul attempts to stay alive, he tries but cannot get outside. She catches on, but wait, I have a quick aside. A cop figures it out, but doesn't matter cause he dies. So she ties Paul down, puts wood between his feet. She grabs a sledgehammer, tells him of how falling. He begs for mercy, but she shushes him, winds up and swings. He hits her on the head, and he thinks that she's dead, but she's not, so he hits her again, and that's kind of the end. He killed his
number one boy.
Directed by Rob Reiner.
I'm glad they added that last part. You got to give props to Rob.
Yeah, well, who knew? Wow. Rob Reiner made a horror.
Oh, I thought you said whore. Once a horror, nothing more. I'm sorry, that'll never change. Oh, yeah. Fantastic job, Haley.
I'll say it's possible that when someone sat down to write this and maybe got the idea to write this, they didn't actually know that the title of this song was a reference to a quote from that movie.
I didn't know that at all.
And maybe when they went to watch the movie, because they had never seen it and they needed to know what it was about to write the punch-up, they heard that quote and couldn't believe it.
You know, it's funny to me that Haley decided that it was, it A, had to be about the movie Misery, and B, she had to watch the movie Misery to figure out what happens in the movie Misery instead of just Googling it. But that's how dedicated of a lady Haley is.
And in case that one line didn't make sense to you, the namesake of her sow,
Oh, I thought it was self.
No, sow. Mm. For whatever reason, that's not explained at all in the movie, which, coincidentally, I also just watched for the first time.
Oh, cool.
Kathy Bates' character has a single pig.
Yeah.
That she calls a sow in the movie. Sure. Named Misery.
Hmm.
And it just comes up one time. The pig walks into the room and says, oh, I thought it's about time you guys should meet. And that's the end of the pig story.
Someone's pig wanted a SAG card.
Also, sorry in advance if you've never seen Misery and you were intending to.
If you were like, you're like, well, I'm driving on home, gonna finally watch Misery, I can't wait. And then you played this episode, you're a fucking fool.
I feel like you should have known when I said it was a plot synopsis that
also,
you were gonna get some spoilers.
We told you to listen to anything else. And frankly,
that's the tea.
That's the tea. Love our new segment that is just definitely from somewhere.
It turns out in our month off, we've been corrupted by LA culture. Who knew?
Yeah.
I just feel like now they can keep playing the song.
Yeah.
There you go. I found your version for you guys.
So, Haley, hit us up if you want the original stems to this.
That you wrote.
I'm sure you lost them. You probably...
No, I had to find them on the dark web.
Oh, ooh, dark web.
Dark web.
You have to say it three times or else it'll not go away.
Yeah, it's the opposite of Bloody Mary.
Yes, exactly.
I think that takes us to...
oh my god, I forgot that we do this! It's been so long. What if we just didn't do it, you know?
I mean, I have one. I can just do two.
What if we just didn't now?
We stopped doing the segment?
You can't punch this.
You do yours. I remembered now, but I forgot while we were doing the podcast that this is a part of it.
You remembered now.
I'm saying I have an unpunchable jam. I just forgot that we, I was like, okay, so I'm going to play the end theme. And I forgot that it was a part we do.
Oh, bud.
My brain don't work no so good.
That's going to be your ringtone when you call me.
Yeah.
My unpunchable jam is a song that at the time this came out, I just... Little backstory. Mm-hmm. I had moved off of punk.
Punk?
That's what we called it.
Oh, Miel, that's the word you don't pronounce too good.
Ah, busted.
Punk.
I'll give you a gift now. And then I went into hardcore indie.
Yeah.
And then I found my way to indie pop by this year. So in 2007, the album that I did not stop listening to was the Feist record.
Ooh.
And the song that to this day I think is the most beautiful, sad song. And it doesn't matter the headspace I'm in. If I sit down and listen to it and really let it wash over me, it will bring a tear to my eye, is The Park. she's an incredible songwriter, and she has the most beautiful voice, and you can't tell how good it is until you really pay attention. And in this song, oh my god, the last part of it, you're like, why do I have goosebumps? What did you just do to me? It's so beautiful. But again, it is like a sad song, so, you know, be prepared for that. Well, I warned
some
you.
Some sad songs are still jams.
If you're like trying to get a cry out that's just kind of stuck in your throat and choking you a little bit, this is one. This is the one. I'm telling ya.
Well, that's a good pick.
Thanks.
The Park.
The Park by Feist. Park and by Feist. Now it's your turn.
Well, for my song, I wanted a song that was thematically similar, but maybe less problematic in that... it's hard to do because any song with this theme, it's like, well, you have to do that really right.
Yeah.
But one song that I've been listening to recently because, again, friend of the pod, Jill, recommended and or like reminded me of is the song He Loves You Not by Dream.
No matter what you do, he's never gonna be with you. He's into what he's got. He loves me, he loves you not.
It's one of those songs where lyrically you're like, any point now, this is going to turn bad. And maybe it does, and I'm just like not reading into it enough. But it is just entirely like, he's like, you can do whatever you want, but we love each other, and that's not a problem.
Huh.
Which is a weird, it's like a weird, it still is very like, it's me versus you, girl. But her version of like, me versus you is just like, hey, we're really into each other. So anything you try is not going to separate him from me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You think that's an unpunchable jam?
I think it's a very, very good song. And honestly, what are the rules of this podcast or this playlist anyway?
I would say my interpretation is that they have to be like Hall of Famers.
Hall of really?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been fucking up the shuffle.
You're half the podcast, so you get to do it however the fuck you want.
Sure.
But for my personal picks, it's always like this is a song that I would put on a mix to give someone to give them an indication of what I like.
I think that gives him an indication of what I like.
You would put He Loves You Not.
It's a very good pop song. I don't know what to tell
you. Fair enough. You don't have to defend your picks. I'm just...
I also put, like, Upside Down by A-Teams on there and all these other songs. I'm just like, it's just a very good song. And at a certain point, I'm like, how many perfect songs do I have that I can relate to the topic?
You know what? You're right. I'm being pretentious.
No, you're not.
I wore a turtleneck today. It went to my head.
Hey, Crash Into Me is in this playlist.
Yeah, fuck you, Jake
Rules
Hurwitz.
Went out the window. That is truly when I was like, we can say anything.
It's true. He really did loosen up the standards for us. So thanks, Jake, for that.
Thanks, Jake.
And also thanks, Jake, for having us on your network, HeadGum.
Thanks, Jake. One of those was sarcastic. Guess which.
We actually, in the break, Demi did this, and he's a smart little boy. He put...
I'm just a smart little boy with a small mouth.
You don't have to email us your suggestions anymore.
Yes.
Because now and that is just a form on our website.
Right.
So if you have a suggestion, go to punchupthejam.com and just fill out that form.
Yeah.
And
put
that
in
way,
the song and the artist.
Yep.
And it goes straight into a little spreadsheet for us so we don't have to. We've been like manually adding these to us like a Google Doc and it's been very hard and we haven't been keeping up with this. This way it goes straight into the doc. We figure out what songs people are really want us to do, and that's what we'll sort of
go
be
off
able
of.
To go off of. Yeah.
Yeah, I would wait. I would like to know what people want us to do other than, like, listen, I'm not going to do All-Star.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do it.
We're not going to do All-Star.
I'm not going to do
sorry,
it.
Sorry, guys.
What new conversation could we possibly have
every
about All-Star?
Single line of All-Star has been dissected by Twitter and the internet to ad infinitum. There's nothing new to say. You don't want to listen to a quote of us just being like, oh, remember this tweet?
Yeah. Anyway. The suggestions I like the most are the ones kind of like similar to the Hall & Oates episode where it's like, this song's really well known, but there's this like one rogue part that's so odd.
Right.
I like those ones the most.
Those are great. Songs that are even just like, everyone knows it, but if you listen to the words, you can absolutely make up a crazy narrative because they don't seem to have one.
Yeah.
There are a lot of popular songs that's like have been suggested so many times that we're definitely going to do.
Yeah.
But just
get to them.
We'll get to them.
Maybe some live shows. We'll
and
see.
Also, don't just submit a giant list of songs. You're not going to hear any of them.
No, those are hard. Yeah, yeah. One at a time is best.
Yeah.
If you want to see what we looked like today and for future episodes, we post pictures on our Instagram every freaking Thursday.
Sure do.
Punch Up the Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like fairly active on Twitter.
Yes.
We love retweeting your stuff if you have something good
to say.
We
love to hit that little recycling looking icon.
It does look like a recycle icon.
Yeah.
Twitter, get your shit.
That is the number one problem with Twitter.
You know
right
what
now.
Though? We do have to tell the story. I can't believe we skipped this. Now that we're talking about Twitter over the break.
Oh,
our
oh,
podcast
yeah.
account got suspended.
Yeah.
Would you like to?
Sure. So one of our good friends, Ben Kahn, tweeted. what a crazy way to start this. One of our good friends, Ben Kahn, tweeted that he finally watched Paddington. And he's like, frankly, that bear is a naive dipshit. And obviously, we all were like, oh, Ben, what a funny thing. I jokingly said, I will fucking kill you, Benjamin. A friend jumped in. He responded. It was clearly a joke. Someone who apparently has an account that is just dedicated to going around and finding people who are making joking threats and reporting them reported my account, got me suspended, which is a crazy thing that should not be able to happen without them just warning you or being like, hey, delete this tweet.
Well, but, or even having like a manual review.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is wild.
But it suspended my account and any account I've ever logged into, yep. which meant Punch Up the Jam. It meant like a bunch of different accounts I've made for it was, yeah, it just suspended so many. It was just like, you can't use Twitter anymore.
Yeah.
Which meant suspending Punch Up the Jam.
Which was fine because I was like, well, so you're a popular enough user that it's only a matter of time before you get a hold of someone. They
I was
review
back
they
in 36
you.
Hours. When I yeah. found out it happened, I was like, this isn't an issue. It's just yeah. very funny.
It's just annoying. However.
Yeah. When I was restated.
They did not reinstate the podcast account.
Yes.
To this day. I have no idea what happened other than their system is just so
broken.
Unbelievably bad.
Yes.
Which, by the way, directly benefits malicious people.
Yeah. People know that the system's fucked up and they can just game it by mass report. It's insane.
Right. So we get this email that's like, your account has been suspended for semicolon blank.
Does not give a reason.
There's nothing there.
Nope.
So Demi appeals it. They respond to the appeal and say, no. You were found for multiple violations of our policy. This suspension is final. You can't appeal this again.
Again, would not say what violations.
No, it was like, again, semicolon, blank.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. So then Demi was like, this can't be happening. And he tries to do it again. And then we get a third email that's like, your account is permanently suspended.
Yeah.
You're done.
It was like, it's permanently suspended. And then it says something like, because we found proof that it's being used for abuse.
Yeah, that you have multiple accounts that you're using to like dox people.
Which is 1000% false. The system is so fucking broken.
It literally required me to tweet, can anyone help me? And then have a friend connect me with someone that works at Twitter. I sent them our case number. They reinstated us personally.
Yeah.
It took all of that just to get our dumb podcast Twitter account back.
It's, yeah.
Which is just a very long-winded way of saying, follow us on Twitter, you guys.
Right. follow us on Twitter and you won't miss drama like that.
Yeah, and then Demi, you have a personal account too that's great.
Sure.
At Electra Lemon.
Oh, that one. I thought you meant at
one
Shaq.
Of the many other ones you didn't mention when
yeah.
you said they all got suspended.
At Shaq.
That was so nefarious and weird you didn't say what they
Look,
were.
Look, I might be Barack Obama.
I'm Drill.
Don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's
well,
true.
I'll tell people a secret of mine.
Okay.
I'm Banksy.
Meow!
What?
Now people know that we live together.
Yeah. If you want to follow me, I'm at Miel or Miel Monster.
Yeah.
What else is there to say? We're thinking about making a Patreon. Maybe by the time this comes out, we already have. I don't
yeah.
know.
Shout out to Jamie Loftus's mom, who apparently listens and likes the podcast.
What?
Yeah. Shout
Friend
out
of
to
the
Mama
pod,
Loftus.
Jamie Loftus?
Yeah.
I just assumed that Jamie was birthed from a Zamboni.
I think she might have been. No proof that Mama Loftus ain't a Zamboni.
Well, thanks, Zamboni Loftus.
Thank you, Zamboni Loftus.
And thanks, guys, for sticking with us through
yes.
that break. We needed some time off, and it was great, and I really appreciate your patience. I don't know. That was weirdly sincere. That's all I had to say.
Yeah, sincerity is gross. Let's end this. No.
See
Thank you guys so much.
Again.
We'll see you next week for another episode of Punch Up the Jam.
We're ending this now.
No, we're never doing that again. That was a mistake.
I hated everything about that.
Okay, that was
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch
Up
the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.